the release that comes out of Mozilla is aimed, you know, for developers, not to be a mass market consumer-based product. Mm. So we do want to get something that is usable at the user level, but our users are not consumers.
Right.
So that's a clarification. I think we hope to reach that point at the end of March.
And then at the point of that release, what I've expected has happened is that people will take your release and create other customized and optimized browsers in different shells from that. Is that what you expect also?
Certainly some people are going to do that. Some people will just take the Gecko layout engine and the JavaScript engine and things like that and put them in their own, as you say, UI shell,
mm-hmm.
perhaps implemented with some kind of native widget set or something like that. Other people will want the whole thing, including our extensible user interface language and, you know, the mail news component and the HTML editor, mail composer. A lot of people, I think, want more than just the browsing engine, but there's a good number of people who have already said they like the browsing engine, and that's what they'll be using. We don't know exactly who they are, what their schedules are, but they're all waiting for something stronger than alpha,
mm-hmm.
I think, as a baseline.
You know, you mentioned XUL, the extensible user interface language, and it's interesting. You see that popping up in other places. It's not so much related to Mozilla. I mean, did you guys anticipate that that would be sort of a, what's the right word here, development environment, I guess, that people would apply to other development projects?
Not really. We did it out of necessity, really, but we didn't really anticipate it, though. If you think about it a little bit, it's the wave of the future, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It reduces the cost of implementing user interface, and it has all the right wins that HTML and the web had over against native widgets and custom C++ or Java code for implementing user interfaces.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the time between when 4 was released, Netscape 4, and now, I've noticed a lot of people turning to IE5, particularly people who have a strong interest in XML because of some of its abilities there. And I guess I just wanted to ask a little bit about compliance, in particular XML compliance. And do you expect the browser that comes out in late spring, the browsers that come out of Mozilla, to be a strong XML tool?
Sure. And we already have XML fully supported. We have, I think, more than IE. You'd have to talk to Vitter at Netscape.com, who's really the expert here. He's on the W3 DOM working group. He's an editor there, I believe. And I think he and others in the Gecko group have integrated James Clark's XPAT XML parser and hooked it up so it has a DOM and you can style it with CSS. And there are, obviously we're using XML an XML language, Zool, for our user interface. So we're not only interested in supporting people who want to use the standards such as they are, we're pushing the envelope and using it ourselves. And we're aggressively implementing the relevant standards.
People in the open source community talk about Mozilla as an example project. Probably it's just the level of visibility around it. And at times there seems to be a lot riding on your success. I wonder if you know, you're aware of that, or what you think about the fact that you're sort of being held up as a model of open source working within, or at least very close to, corporate environs.
Yes, we're aware of that. We've been talking with the open source community from the day Netscape decided to do something about this, back before Mozilla was actually formed. And so these sort of views of Mozilla as the sort of model have been known to us. And it's one of the goals of Mozilla is, in fact, to try to integrate the traditional open source community and methods and development styles and the strength of that world with corporate sort of commercial involvement. There are other projects that do that as well, Apache, of course, but there aren't many, and there aren't many that have existed for very long. So we're well aware of that. We also try to talk with the open source community as much as possible and get their feedback and maintain, you know, communication both in the code itself and organizationally. So we try to be good participants in that world as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we don't feel like, I think neither the exponents of open source like Eric Raymond or Bruce Behrens or nor Mozilla staff feel that we're make or break for open source. I mean, Linux is obviously broken big last year, and Apache. Mozilla is a success and will be a bigger success once we finalize our code, but I don't think open source will live or die by us.
You know, in the midst of this, there was Netscape's integration with America Online. I'm wondering if that affected your process at all.
Surprisingly, not at all.
Really? You're far enough out from that?
Oh, we're far enough out, but more important, our charter is different and our constituency is different, and the way we need to work is in the open source world, and that, I think, is well understood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much that we're on the West Coast and forgotten about, I think, as Mozilla needs to function in a certain way, and that's the way that we have functioned, and we continue to do that.
Does AOL have a visible interest in you? Does that play itself out in any way? I mean, other than the continued, you know, level of support, but is there a sort of a different level of interest than there was from Netscape, or is that not really perceptible?
Not that we could tell.
Okay. And last question. What do you guys think about Opera?
Well, I've been kind of head down along with a lot of other people working on Mozilla. We haven't really looked at Opera lately.
Mm-hmm.
Early on, it was an inspiration for, I think, the Gecko folks to do a small layout engine. All I know about Opera, to tell you the truth, is what I read on Slashdot and a few other places. But I imagine that we'll feel competitive pressure in some sense. Don't think Opera has quite opened their source yet, but still people will look at their features and ours and hold us to account if we don't behave as well.